listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, see your Cleveland Browns at work this summer during Cleveland Browns training camp presented by Northeast Ohio Ford Dealers. Going from July 30th through August 15th at the Cleveland Browns training facility right here in Berea. Get your free tickets to Browns training camp now on clevelandbrowns.com or the Browns mobile app. Well, there, I will be there.
There's about 20 interns setting up outside right now.
There are. I don't. There's ants running everywhere around here.
The building is buzzing.
The building is buzzing. There are now rookies in the building. And new faces in this building getting ready for the football season, which is right around the corner. At this time on Wednesday, as we always do, I will bring in our great producer and contributor, Jason Gibbs, to go over your mailbag question.
All right, guys, this one is from Jay Webbs, and this is more for Matt than Kevin. Can Matt explain how practice squad works? How many players, who's eligible? Can guys move between the practice squad and the 53-man roster?
Sure, I can. And Gibbs, they did expand the practice. Is it 11 now?
10.
It's 10.
It's up to 10.
Okay, so 10 players can be on the practice squad. You do have to have practice squad eligibility, which I believe you can't be active for any more than 3 football games.
That's correct.
Which is accredited season. Okay. And the way practice squad exists is basically they lock in the 53. Everyone beyond that 53 is released officially. But there is a verbal deal that, hey, we're going to bring you back to the practice squad. And they sign those guys to the active practice squad. Once the season starts and they're on a practice squad, at any point in the season, another team can come and take you off of our practice squad. But you do not go from practice squad to practice squad. You can only go practice squad to active roster. And players love that, or players like to be bumped up to the active roster, because a practice squad player makes about $80,000. An active roster paycheck is about $23,000.
Just an example, Connor Shaw was cut last year, added to the practice squad, promoted to the active roster week 17 to start.
Made an active rookie salary game check instead of a practice squad check.
Now, he's still eligible for the practice squad this year, but if the Browns put him on the practice squad, another team might pick him up.
Exactly. So. Go ahead, Gibbs. Another one?
From Paul Myers, our good friend Paul Myers Golf. What has been the feel between Flip and O'Neal? Felt like Kyle last year was aloof. Is there better interaction?
There's definitely better interaction, and we said that right, and you could feel it in the interview in the press conference when Flip was introduced. You could see the smile on Pettin's face because he went out there and got his guy. This is a guy that Pettin wants, a guy that he wants to grind with for the next 4 years, and I believe we all know that O'Neal is his guy as well.
I'll say this about Kyle, because I knew him in Washington too. It wasn't that he was aloof. He just did his own thing. He really wanted the offense to be the offense, the defense to be the defense. So a lot more collaboration this year between the two staffs.
And I think you tiptoe around a guy like Kyle Shanahan because of what his dad had accomplished and the Shanahan name within the NFL.
And because Kyle had been a coordinator already for 7 years. So, I mean, he established himself.
Gibbs, you got one more before we go?
Yeah, we got about a minute left. Right. Real quick, guys, in your opinion, who wins the kick returner and punt returner jobs? That's from Browns_updated.
I'll go first. Kickoff returner is going to be Duke Johnson. I think the punt returner is going to be by committee. It's going to be Taylor Gabriel, Tremont Williams, and maybe Justin Gilbert.
Here is a wild card for the punt returner, Andrew Hawkins.
Okay.
I can see that, him getting some reps back there.
It's too valuable.
But you have Hartline and Bowe now, so he might have less touches on offense. You put him in a spot more where he can use his skill set. But I agree. I think Duke Johnson's locked in as the kick returner.
He is. He's going to be a beast. It'll make our special teams great again. That's going to do it for us today. I've got some thank yous to give out. Thank you to Mike Sando, ESPN NFL Insider, for calling in and sharing his 2015 NFL quarterback tier rankings. Also, thanks to Joe Fan from 49ers.com for tuning in. Thanks to Jason Gibbs. Thanks to Kevin Jones for contributing today. He may or may not be on tomorrow or the rest of the week, as Nathan is still out, and I will be running the show. From Matt Wilhelm, here from the Dog Bowl, thank you so much for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.